Message number 1303. Thunder and lightning will descend upon the temple of the Lord. Saturday, January 3, 2015 at 2020. My dearly beloved daughter, when God gave the world the truth through the prophets, it was an act of mercy on His part. So many had forgotten about God, adored false gods, which come from the hierarchy of Satan, that they began to believe in their own invincibility. Were it not for God's intervention, many people would have suffered a terrible punishment. What God told the prophets since the beginning happened. The warnings He gave to humanity resulted in those who heeded them being saved, while those who ignored them were cast away. All that has been foretold will come to pass, and those who oppose God in His attempts to bring peace and salvation to His children will have to account for their defiance. Because the truth has been twisted and the Word of God ignored, people will continue to turn their backs on the Holy Word of God. Their descent into darkness will result in a punishment by God the Most High. It pains my Eternal Father to see the depths to which man has fallen in the pursuit of anything that brings him pleasure. But the day when the holy sacrifice ends and the hour that the impostors desecrate my altar will be the final thorn by which they will pierce my side. At the appointed time, thunder and lightning will descend upon the temple of the Lord, and it will come crashing down. Woe to the man who participates in this sacrilege, for he will be cut off from every reprieve, and he will fall into the abyss like a stone. No one will defend the man who desecrates my altar then, for once the hand of God descends like a heavy axe, they will realize the truth. Many may have fallen away from God, but for the most part many will still call out to Him seeking solace in His arms. But there will exist a core, a band of beasts, whose outward appearance disguises the wickedness which lies within, who will urge, seduce, and draw towards them the souls whose hardened hearts have made them the perfect cohorts in the plot to desecrate my body. This is the group foretold of long ago who will try to destroy humanity. Their power will be limited, however, though it may seem great. My Father will only permit so much opposition against me, His only begotten Son, for so long. The good of heart will rally and come to me. It is through the sins of pride and arrogance that the greatest division will be created amongst men, and unless they discard their weaknesses, they will find it impossible to accept my mercy. The truth must be upheld, for if you accept anything but the truth, the Word of God, you will end up with nothing. Your Jesus.